This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside my co-host. He is Darren Fisher, CEO and founder of Spirity. Think, act, lead strategically. Man, how you been?
I'm doing excellent, man. Great seeing you again.
Man, we go into a pre-show meeting and all we talk is about high school athletics, man. Thank you for that. I feel bad for our guest, Joshua, because Joshua Foster is just looking at us like, man, I thought we were going to talk chimneys. Right. I thought we were going to talk chimneys. But what I did talk to him about is he works at Royal Chimney Service, but that's not who he is. You know who he is? He is the father of Evan, and he's the husband of Erica, who he knows right now are up listening.
I hope so.
You think they are, right?
I think so. I woke them up before I left.
Woke them up an hour ago.
Yep.
They may have gone back to sleep. Right. 17-year-old Evan, Milwaukee School of Languages, boy, I'm telling you, 50-50 whether he stayed up or not.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Hey, it's nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you, too. I'm glad to be here.
Man, I appreciate you coming in, and I appreciate that you are a loyal listener to 105.7 FM, The
Fan.
Big fan. That's awesome. Hey, Darren, we've got a big show coming up. And each week, we started talking about this like in July or something, and it just seemed like it was forever. And now October 12th, 13th, and 14th, the Home and Remodeling Show at State Fair Park. It's coming up quick.
Yes, it is. And just come out, see different ideas. The fall show is always, I mean, the spring show is the big one. Fall show is nice. You just get away. It's a nice weekend. And get some ideas on things, remodeling things you've been putting off for a while, or just get some new ideas that you want to take care of. Just come on out. Have a great time.
It is 12 to 8 on Friday the 12th, 10 to 8 on Saturday the 13th, 10 to 5 Sunday the 14th. If you go online, go to narymilwaukee.org, and you can look at the event schedule. You can get buy tickets. There's a number of really cool things going on in the fall show that I'm excited about. I'll be out there each and every day, and I'll be doing some PA announcements. I'll be introducing people up on stage, and then going to be involved in a show called Guess the Price Game Show that Dan Riedel and I did for the spring show. And we've tweaked it a little bit, but I think it's really an interesting concept. Looking forward to doing that. There's also, smart home technology that we're going to talk about. Prepare your home for winter with Randy Miller and Wayne Abendschein from First Choice Heating and Cooling. There's a lot of things that I think people are thinking about that they'll be able to get tips on and then walk through the booths. And you can go online to see all the different modelers that are going to be there. Darren, and I've said this before, but I think I always say 2 weeks out, this is my favorite show. And then we get to the fall one, and we get to the spring one, I go, nah, I think this is my favorite show because of the sheer size and the stuff that we do with high school kids now on that show. This show is a little bit more intimate, and I think a better chance for people that are looking in spring to do something big. Now is the time to talk to the Nary guys.
Without question. And you can go and ask ideas and just, I like it just to go in. Let me find out, I was looking to do my kitchen. What are some ideas that I could do in there? Or I'm struggling with this area. And because it's smaller, you can talk to the vendors. They'll tell you basically, really good people tell you a lot of good information. And then you can make an informed decision if you want to do something in the spring.
You know, you talked about the smaller part, and I'm on the board now. For these shows, yeah.
Okay.
Randy Miller, Michelle Brown, if you're listening, I'm going to kill both of you guys.
Can say no to Michelle, honestly?
I can't. Just can't. You know what? All the girls at the front office.
Yeah, amazing.
Lori picks on me a lot, but the other ones just really, she picks on everybody, though. We've had conversations about remodeling in smaller spaces, and where this started was my niece lives in a condo, and she said, look, I never get invited to the NARI shows. Mm. She said, I never get invited because I own a condo.
Really?
And you guys are always talking about home remodeling, and you're talking about this big kitchen. I've got a small kitchen, but I'd love to remodel it. I have a bathroom that it's a decent sized bathroom, but we're in a condo on the east side of Milwaukee. Do you talk to me? And I said, I don't think we talk to you guys a whole lot. So we're going to try to do a little bit more of that.
Okay, good.
Especially now that condos, you know, you've got condos that are 15, 16, 17 years old.
Yeah.
That
it's time to get updated.
It's time to get updated.
Without question. If you own it, we can remodel it. So condo, small home, really does not matter. There's a market and there's support for that. So, yeah, if you want to come and talk, come get those ideas. And those are the types of things, if you come to the show, ask those questions.
Right.
You don't know until you ask.
You know, it's funny because Tom Mainville was in, and this was a while ago, and we were talking about that. And he said, you know, doing remodeling in condos is a whole different animal because there's one elevator or two elevators.
Right.
We have a lot of stuff that we have to get up to the 17th floor, and can we keep the elevator? Where do we park? You know, there are some different challenges that we have, but it can be done.
We can definitely
overcome
that.
And we have to talk to those people. So if you own a condo and you don't think we're inviting you, I am. I'm inviting you. Come on out. There's a number of people there that can talk to you about what your challenges are. And if you don't find them, come meet me. I'll walk you around. I got a few people I can introduce you to. So, young man, you've been in this chimney game a long time, man.
Yeah, 17 years.
You don't look old enough to be doing that. Just, neither one of you guys, by the way.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man, you guys take care of yourself. It's good stuff. Hey, let's talk about you're West Dallas Central guy.
Yes.
And out of West Dallas Central, you worked where?
I worked at Scrub It Up Oil Change Center.
Okay.
Right there on 84th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Worked there pretty much all through high school. And then after graduated, had a friend who got into the chimney masonry business, and he was looking for some help and kind of offered me the opportunity.
So you were a laborer then?
Yes, I started as a laborer. Yep.
We have this, and Darren, we have this discussion so often now on this show about guys, and this is, he's the perfect kid, not a young man to talk about. Sorry about that.
No.
Yeah, for me, you're a kid.
Right, so no offense. Like, no offense. Call me a kid.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, just call us kids. That's fine.
Yeah, no doubt.
Halfway through the show, I got to take a nap because I'm the old guy here, but that's all right. But when we talk to high school age kids or even beyond that and say, look, what do you want to do? Well, I want to get into this. Well, okay, become a laborer for how long were you a laborer?
I was a laborer for 2 years.
2 years?
Yes.
And learn the business.
Yep.
And learn
yep.
how to work hard, be consistent, show up on time.
Absolutely.
Stuff like that. Basic.
Yeah, basic.
And now, you know, you're doing well, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, making a good living.
You don't have to tell us, but if you got 20, you can borrow us, you know.
Right.
You slide that wallet right on. You know, Eric's like, don't you do it, Joshua.
Right. Exactly.
Don't you bring that home to me. When you started with this, did you know the first year, the second year, that this was something that you might be able to do for a living?
I would say I knew it after a few years, because I got into it, you know, obviously looking for more money,
sure.
You know, looking to start a career in something. And after a few years, you know, I kind of grew on me that, you know, this is something I can do long term. So at that point, I, you know, continued my education. I went to MATC, took the bricklaying course.
Good for you.
And then, you know, we have different seminars and ongoing training we do. And a lot of that training is with other companies from around the state. So that kind of gave me, you know, the drive that this is an industry I can make a living on and
right.
make a good living, and just kept going from there.
And so your day-to-day right now, you have your own truck?
Yep.
You have guys at work?
I have a laborer now.
Yeah, so and you're a perfect guy to say, hey, look, just so you know, this is the steps in the process that it takes to get your own truck and be and doing what I do.
Right.
Busy every day?
Oh, yes. Yes. Especially this year. This year has been kind of an anomaly as far as we're just so So busy, huge backlog.
That's good.
Yes, it is. It's a good problem to have.
It's absolutely way better than you sitting there waiting for that phone.
Absolutely.
You know, Darren, I don't know if you were in with Howard, who is the owner of Royal Chimney Services. I don't remember if you guys, but this is a guy that kind of started like this. Like, you know, this company, he started just by himself, and he started getting involved in this. And he's grown this to where he's been doing this a long time, and now he gets to go fishing in Fort Atkinson and send young Joshua in with us because Howard's like, I'm going fishing.
Yep,
I'm the owner of the company. This is exactly the kind of stuff that you talk to small companies about.
Without question. So it's one of the things that if Howard got this to the place of him being able to, he's able to do it well, but now you got to train someone else to do it. So you come in. You get the ropes, understand how the process works, and then it's not just doing a good job, it's customer service.
Absolutely.
It's the follow-up, it's developing those relationships, develop those internships so you can understand it, and then start understanding the business side of it. How do we make money? How do we make this thing profitable so we can sustain that? Then eventually you work yourself out of the business, and then the business is growing, and you're fishing somewhere, which is
Fort
a great place to be.
And I'm hoping Howard's listening and smiling. I got to tell you, and we're going to get to a break here in a minute, but when Howard comes in, Howard's his level of excitement stays the same.
Right.
Right? He is so intelligent in this business. Every time he comes on, my wife's like, whoa, I learned. You know what I learned? She's up north this weekend, but a woman she works with, they were talking about, yeah, I want to use our fireplace a little bit more. I can't wait. We got the wood. And my wife said, well, have you gotten it cleaned? And the girl goes, what? She goes, have you, you know, had a chimney sweep out? Have you? She's like, what are you talking about? She goes, well, I listen to my husband's show, and there's this guy named Howard at Royal Chimney, and you need to call him. And she goes, because we want to use our fireplace this year? She's like, yeah, because it's really dangerous. And she spewed off all. She goes, Michael, I never even knew that I knew any of this stuff. But listening to Howard, you know, he helped my son, too. So
he did, yes.
A lot.
Yep.
He happened to be sitting there. Did you go there, too?
I wasn't on the crew that did it, but I heard a lot about the job behind the scenes.
He was sitting here the day that my son was going. They were looking at the house. They're going to put a bid on it. And Howard said, where is it? And I told him, and he said, I probably need to head over there. And Howard left here, went over, and got up on the roof, looked through the chimney, and said, before you sign the contract, there's some issues here. Mm. And he said, you ask them to bring the price down, and I'll do the work, and you pay me. Or if they're going to do it, then you're going to tell them that I will be over there to check on the work that they're having done.
That's awesome.
Yep.
So the timing, the Lord put us together on that one because the timing was perfect. Guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. He's Joshua Foster. You go by Josh or Joshua?
Either or, one. But usually Josh.
He's Josh Foster. He's the lead mason, Royal Chimney Service. Go to royalchimney.com for any information. And again, Evan and Erica, you better be listening. You better send Josh a text, because if not, we're coming to that house. We're going to wake you up. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, cheroo. Good luck will rub off when I shake hands with you.
Oh, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Nothing like Mary Poppins in the
no
morning.
Doubt.
Yeah, it's that's kind of your theme song, ain't it?
Yeah. You know, the Mary Poppins references never get old.
They never get old. Oh, you've never heard that one before?
No, never.
Yeah, you know, I figured that's the first time. He's Josh Foster, lead mason, Royal Chimney Services. Go to royalchimney.com. My co-host this week, he's Darren Fisher. He's an author. He is a father. He is an all-around good man. He is CEO and founder of,
Spirity. Spirity. Yes.
Man, I can do that. Spirity, think, act, lead strategically. Hey, let's talk a little bit about Royal Chimney Services. This time of year, when you say you guys are really busy, is it mostly maintenance? Is it mostly cleaning out? I know that Darren's got a question about cleaning as well, but This time of year, is that people getting ready to utilize their fireplace once the winter comes?
Yes. I mean, we've been busy all year with a lot of repair work, but coming into fall, the sweepings, the cleanings, that work goes up exponentially. I mean, everybody, you know, it's human nature to wait till last minute to do things. So coming in, when especially like this morning when it gets colder out, we just get an influx of calls because all of a sudden it snaps in people's minds, oh, I want to use the fireplace. And then everybody calls at once and it just explodes from there.
Hey, Darren, during the break, you guys were talking about a question that you had.
Sure. So I'm a human and I have nature. And so it's cold this morning. So I'm thinking.
You're thinking your fireplace.
Yeah, my fireplace. So how do I know that it's time for us? So we've been in the house now. This will be the, we're coming on 3 years in October.
Okay.
And we've never had it clean before. How do we know it's time for us to get our chimney clean? Because I know my wife likes to use it a lot.
Okay. Well, right from the bat, the 3 year mark is ready to be cleaned.
Okay.
The National Fire Protection Association recommends your chimney be swept and inspected annually. So you should have it done every year.
Okay.
If you haven't used it in over a year, at that point, it should always be at minimum inspected, if not swept out.
Okay.
You want to sweep it out to get all the soot out before you inspect it. You know, we inspect it with internal video scan equipment.
Okay.
So definitely have it swept and inspected before you use it.
And then what's our wait time on if we call, let's say I talk to you now and say, hey, we need to get this done.
If you would call Monday, I would say right now we're probably between 3 to 5 weeks out
okay.
on the sweepings.
So I need to get a call in.
You guys do it now. Okay. Let me
absolutely.
Give you the number.
Okay, please.
It's 414-771-2282. 771-2282. They're located 11815 118th West Dearborn Avenue, just off Highway 100 and Blue Mound. Again, royalchimney.com is their website. When you go out now, the effects of summer, is it look, everybody has the same issues that summer with the rain and now with the fall with the leaves and all of that. Everybody that you go out, is it basic that you see the same stuff over and over, or is everything different?
I would say it's 50-50. I mean, a lot is different from job to job, you know, depending on how the chimney was built, how old the house is, you know, those different factors vary in there. But a wood burning fireplace on its own is, you know, the system is pretty basic.
Right.
So it's just a matter of, you know, each house is custom how they built that fireplace system.
Do a lot of people use their fireplaces in summertime year round stuff?
Not many. Some do. Yeah. I mean, we have the occasional customers that will use it year round. But I would say it's minimal.
And do you guys see with obviously the rains that we had this summer, do you see a lot of leaks?
Oh, absolutely.
Is that your specialty?
Yeah, that's part of what I do. You know, I'm with the masonry division, so I do a lot of the repairs, you know, as far as rebuilding, tuck pointing, new flashings. And that's been a big problem, especially with a lot of rain, is flashings leaking.
Can you explain what flashing is?
The flashing where your chimney meets the roof.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see like a metal skirt around it. That's the flashing.
Okay.
So when we do a flashing, I mean, a lot of roofers do flashings different ways. But a lot of times what will happen is they'll attach the metal skirt from the chimney and fasten it to the roof. And as your house settles, it just kind of pulls those nails and screws out, and then you get little openings, little seams where water can get in.
Right.
When we do a flashing, we do what's called a free-floating flashing, where your roofing comes up next to the flashing, isn't fastened to it, and then that skirt goes over that layer. And it underneath all of that is an ice and water sheet barrier. So
you guys see more success with that.
Oh,
not
absolutely.
Nearly as much leaking?
Absolutely.
Man, that's good. Do you guys use your fireplace in the summer? No, huh?
Not at all. We have an outdoor fire pit. So
okay.
We use the fire pit.
Oh, perfect.
And then, so no need to clean that chimney.
Right.
But then, yeah, inside we use the winter. My wife loves a fire, so.
Okay.
Hey, the difference between tuck pointing and rebuilding a chimney, big difference?
Oh, yeah, huge difference. The tuck pointing is removing or filling the grout in between the brick, the mortar or the grout between the brick. That's what tuck pointing is. A lot of people will look up at their chimney and see brick missing, and they'll call us and say, oh, I think I need a little tuck pointing.
Right.
No, you need you need your chimney rebuilt because the brick are actually damaged. Tuck pointing just simply addresses the mortar. If the mortar, because the mortar starts wearing out over time, you know, if the brick is still in good shape, you know, we can just refill that mortar, and if everything is structurally solid. But if you have cracked brick, missing brick, you need the rebuild. It's not a tuck pointable situation.
And if somebody is doing what they should do on an annual basis or even biannual, where they have you guys come out, there's a lot better chance you're going to catch that you're going to need tuck pointing rather than a whole rebuild.
Absolutely, yeah.
You a lot less expensive, I would think.
Absolutely, yes, a lot less expensive. Yeah, if you're having your chimney swept, you know, part of our sweeping is inspecting the exterior of the chimney. So if you're having your chimney inspected or swept every year, we can catch something before it goes too far.
When do you guys get a lot of calls? I know that Howard said that he does, and I'm wondering if your company does. Like my son did, somebody who's buying a home to say, hey, look, when you're buying a home, you want everything looked at from your dollar, I think, rather than having it from the person who's selling the home. Do you guys get a lot of calls about saying, hey, look, we're thinking about buying this house. We've got a nice, beautiful fireplace, but I want it looked at before we go ahead and purchase?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We get it from both sides. You know, we get sellers who need to have everything inspected, and buyers who want us to come out and inspect everything. And we always are generally on the side of the buyers, you know, because the sellers, they're just trying to get in and get rid of it, yep. Do the cheapest fix
so we can pass inspection.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. So we always recommend that buyers insist on having a certified chimney sweep inspect their fireplace.
Hey, what happens here at Entercom, when I'll send a quick email around saying, here's who's coming in. It's a window specialist or it's a, you know, a plumber. And now it's chimney guy. Does anybody have any questions? So I've got a couple for you, okay. And we'll do one and then get to a break. Do gas fireplaces need to be cleaned? And that's from a girl that works here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of people think that because it's gas, it doesn't emit any soot or anything. And when you gas burners for like gas log sets or gas inserts, the burner is meant to burn dirty. You know, when you have a clean flame, it's a blue flame. Nobody wants to sit and look at a blue flame, you know.
Right.
So to get that orange flame, you have to have a dirty burner as a burn pan. So those are designed like that, and they do emit. They don't emit as much like heavy creosote or soot as a wood fire would, but they do emit a light carbon soot that does need to be cleaned.
Man, he's not bad for a West Dallas Central guy. Come on now. You know, not bad for a Bulldog right there. I thought maybe he was a Hail guy. Yeah. I'm only kidding.
Boom.
I know. I'm just kidding. He is Josh Foster, Lead Mason Royal Chimney Service. Again, royalchimney.com. Or you give them a call on Monday, 414-771-2282. 771-2282. If you have specific questions, for Josh, they can call and leave a message for you, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so I would do that. Again, don't hold the whole Bulldog West Dallas Central thing over his head. He's a good young man. Joshua Foster, again, Royal Chimney Service. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Oh, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. He's Darren Fisher. Our special in-studio guest, Josh Foster, Lead Mason Royal Chimney Service. Father of Evan, husband of Erica. I know that. Have you gotten a text? They listen?
I have not yet.
Oh, this isn't good. This isn't good. Somebody go knock on the Foster door and you tell them to get up and listen. You give Josh a call at, again, Royal Chimney Service. If you have questions, you can call him on Monday at 414-771-2282. 771-2282. Again, go to royalchimney.com. Can you talk about the process that you guys go through when you're going to inspect the inside of a chimney? And that's a basic thing that you guys do if somebody says, hey, I want this looked at. But I think you guys do it a little bit different than some other companies. You don't just look up and say, or stick a stick up. And I mean, you guys go through a pretty thorough process.
Absolutely. We have a standard operating procedure for every sweep and inspection. You know, it starts coming in the house. We lay a plastic runner to the fireplace, lay a tarp out. Generally, we like to sweep the fireplace before we inspect it. It just gives us a better look at everything. If everything's covered in soot, you're not going to be able to see any cracks or damage. So, you know, after we sweep it, you know, we sweep out the firebox, smoke chamber, the flue all the way up. We do have internal video scanning equipment that we can put up into the chimney. And as we're video scanning, you know, there's a screen there that it's hooked up to where we show the customer exactly what we're seeing. So when we find damage, we have it on the video, we show the customer. It just makes a lot of sense that way.
If halfway up the chimney, if you see damage, how do you guys get into there to fix that?
It depends. You know, usually at that point, we'll give customers options. You know, generally, if the clay lining inside is damaged, they absolutely need a new lining system. So depending on the size of the chimney, you know, what size pipe we're going to put in there, sometimes, you know, we have to get up on top of the chimney, break out that lining, put a pipe in. Sometimes the pipe fits in the lining, and then we insulate that pipe.
So a lot of options for these guys.
Oh, absolutely. And then, you know, if you don't want to use it as a natural wood burner and you want to try to get more heat out of it, you know, that's where the inserts come in, you know, the wood inserts, the gas inserts, and those will bypass that damage.
Do you, the things that you see, and you can see them now on late at night on TV where you can buy certain things that you put them in the fireplace and it's supposed to clean it?
Like the
fireplace?
CSL, the chimney sweeping log, as they say.
Yeah, what do you think of those?
Not very many good things to say about those. I mean, over time, there have been different products that have come out. Even, you know, for Howard will say back in his day, they used to say throw potato peels in there. Throw
that was my
cans
day too, pal. So how did you be careful, young man. That was back in the – I was thin and good looking back then.
So, I mean, there's always been, you know, products or things to try to, you know, make it more convenient. However, I haven't seen any chemicals or anything that works to the degree that they you know, advertise. And as Howard likes to say, you know, there's nothing that's been made that can inspect a chimney for you.
Right. So. Like you guys can.
Right.
One of the things that we talk a lot when Howard is here, and I think it's important, especially this time of year, because you'll start seeing commercials, you're hearing commercials for companies, and they don't tell you they're not here.
Right.
But they'll send somebody in, and it's important to use a certified chimney sweep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll get actually a lot of companies that come in from out of state. You know, some companies will come up from Illinois and they're not based here locally. You know, we're big on locally based companies that you can get in touch with that are always going to be there for you. And you'll see a lot of those on those coupons and like value packs and whatnot, where it's like, oh, get your chimney swept for $59.99, you know, this and that. Trying to get their foot in the door,
right,
for sales opportunities. But always check the bottom of them, see where their address is. A lot of times it's, you know, coming up from Illinois or, you know, surrounding states.
You know, again, back in the day, I think you still call that a bait and switch, right?
Right, absolutely.
Right?
That's exactly it.
Yeah. You get that in the mail and you think, boy, you know, I'm going to use the fireplace. It's $60. I might as well spend the $60. Trust me, it's not costing you $60.
Never $60.
Never.
We know companies that say we'll get you 10 windows for, you know, for $1,200. Well, you know, they might get you the glass.
Right.
They might drop the windows out, but you're installing them.
Right,
oh,
right.
You want them installed.
Right.
Exactly.
Didn't know you wanted them installed.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
You wanted a screen in there. That's not what we said. Oh. So be really careful.
Be careful.
Be careful with all of that, because I think it's important. And look, you want it done right. You call Howard. Call Josh. Go to Royal Chimney Service, and then just take a deep breath, and then you know you're feeling pretty good about what's going on.
Absolutely.
I think another thing, too, we were talking about the break. You said that I know when people hear 3 to 5 weeks, and that's a long time, but you also said there's an opportunity for extended hours outside the Monday through Friday.
Absolutely. Coming into fall, our Saturday hours come into play. So the majority of the year, we don't do Saturday sweepings. But like I said, it's so busy in the fall, we open up Saturdays. So if people just have to work during the week and don't have an opportunity to be home during the week to get it done, definitely look for the Saturday cleanings.
Awesome. That's perfect.
Absolutely.
Hey, question for somebody here at Entercom. She said, could you ask your guest, I have a continuing water leak around my chimney. Do chimneys need to be repaired every year?
If the repair is done right the first time, the chimney should not have to be repaired every year. If there's a leak around the chimney, like, we'll do, you know, a new flashing, or, you know, we'll even go out and do a water test to kind of pinpoint exactly where that leak is coming from.
Here's the follow-up question, because I know this gal, and they've gone back to the same company. This is now year 3.
Oh, wow.
And I said, well, hold on. If they came out and fixed it and you needed to call them back year 2 because it wasn't done right. She said, well, he told us that might be an issue. And I said, no, I don't think that's right. So I'm going to ask somebody who does this. The person they had come out does a lot of different things around the house.
Okay.
So the same guy that fixed their fence.
So a jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades.
Yeah. You know, no. We deal with a lot of that, you know, especially in construction or
sure.
in this industry. If it's done right the first time, you know it's leaking, it shouldn't have to be done again.
Not especially year, and then again year 3. Don't
right.
You might
Absolutely.
Not want to call this guy back, because look, if you think you're saving $50
right
the first time, but that happens 3 times,
right.
Spend the extra 50, get it done right. And first of all, you know, having a NARI member come out is the best way to do this. And Royal Chimney Service, not only they're a NARI member, they're in the building.
Yep, we're in the same building.
You know what?
Yep.
You can't run from those guys.
No. Nope.
So when I talked about Lori in that front office and all those
girls, I know exactly you know, who you're talking about.
And she pick on you too?
They give us a little rough time here and there.
Good.
But
yeah.
But we help them out a lot. You know?
Oh, good. Well, maybe I don't help them out enough, because they just keep, they're fun. There's no doubt. He is, again, Josh Foster. He is the lead mason for Royal Chimney Service. Go to royalchimney.com. They're located 118th and Dearborn Avenue, 771-2282. 771-2282. Is there a, and we had kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, but the phone calls you're getting now, are they 100%, it's getting cold, we want this thing cleaned, or are there other things that you guys see a lot this time of year?
I would say the sweepings are going to be the main calls, especially as the temperatures drop. The sweepings really pick up. We've had a lot of rain this summer, so a lot of water leaks. You know, especially if it's a really rainy week, we'll notice that next Monday or Tuesday, most of our calls are about water leaks.
Right. Hey, is there a certain, before we get to a break, is there a certain type of wood that you would recommend that's best to use in your fireplace?
Any type of wood is good as long as it's well seasoned, you know. Wood should be seasoned for a full year before you're burning it, just to get rid of that moisture that's gonna.
Yeah, the same wood that you would use, Darren, on the outside, would he use that if he's got a wood pile outside that he uses for their outdoor when they're in the summertime, yeah. Does he use the same wood indoor?
He could, as long as it's been seasoned for at least a year, you know, and it's a good, you know, they say hardwood is probably the best wood to burn because it's going to leave the least amount of soot. But whether it's hardwood, softwood, as long as it's dry it enough,
right.
Which is what I mean by seasoning it, making sure it's covered outside yet still breathable. You know, a lot of people just have their wood pile in the backyard with a tarp over it.
Sure.
As long as it's dry wood, it's good wood.
You chop your own wood, Darren? You go out and buy it?
I do not chop wood.
Yeah, me neither. Look, I'm not asking you a question. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not chopping wood. I have no idea.
That's some work.
That is some work. And those are some tough dudes doing that.
Yes, they do.
So you know what? You chop it, put it off the side, come buy it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the way I work. He's Darren Fisher, our special guest. He is Josh Foster, lead mason, again, Royal Chimney Service. Go to royalchimney.com. And again, if you have any questions, you give him a call on Monday. And if Joshua's there, he will certainly answer them for you. You can call Howard, ask him how the fishing did in Fort Atkinson for him. And let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue and wrap this show up. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM.
Givern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Darren Fisher. He's the CEO and founder of Spirity. Go to spirity.com. Spirity.com. Think, act, lead strategically. A lot of information on Darren. He's an author. Book did well.
Did very well.
Did really well, didn't it?
Best-selling.
Motivational speaker, business speaker. Does a lot of things. So I would recommend take a look at that website. Get a lot of information on Darren, our special guest. And he's been a good one. Man, Josh Foster, lead mason, World Chimney Service. I understand now why he's so comfortable, because he does podcasts in some kid's basement or something. So you know what? You've been doing great. Telling you. Hey, a quick question. When I build a fire in my upstairs fireplace, I get smoke from the basement fireplace. Can you help me with that?
Yeah, so in your chimney, if you have multiple fireplaces or a fireplace and furnaces, you know, each stack is its own venting system for that appliance, you know, with the fireplace considered an appliance. What a lot of people don't understand a lot of times is your house is a closed system, so you have different pressures going on inside the house that are affected by the outside as well. So what we see sometimes is if your pressure, especially in the basements, because that's where usually you have your furnace, your water heater, everything's trying to pull air. So if you have a fireplace in your basement, your appliances are pulling air from that basement fireplace as well, because usually it's open to the outside. So as you're having a fire in your upstairs, the smoke is coming out. You have your stacks all next to each other on the chimney. So as the smoke is coming out, if you have a negative pressure situation in your basement, it's drawing air.
It's just pulling
that smoke right back in. That's a pretty common problem, actually. And we've actually seen it. You'll see it, too, with if you have a fireplace and then you have a water heater in the basement. A lot of people have their fire going, and they'll be like, I'm smelling smoke in the basement, and they think the smoke is just kind of dropping through the floor, some opening. What's actually happening, as the smoke's coming up, there's a negative pressure in the basement when the water heater's not running, and that water heater flue is actually pulling that smoke back down into the basement.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, there you go.
There you go. You answered that pretty clearly.
Okay, all right.
I know exactly why that's happening now.
Negative pressure. I mean, there you go.
You bet.
So you talked about hidden dangers. So if you don't get your chimney inspected, what are some of the things that can happen that you really don't see and don't know about, but really could be waiting on something negative to happen?
Absolutely. People will say all the time that, you know, they haven't had their chimney inspected for a while. When you're having a fire, the lining that's inside that fireplace, it's a clay tile lining.
Okay.
So, you know, even going back to the last point, if that clay lining has failed and there's damage, cracks, or openings, you could have a transfer of smoke going into the other flue. It's usually the pressure problem, but you don't see that damage or those cracks unless you have it inspected. And you also have the possibility, if there's cracks or openings in the flue or the smoke chamber or the firebox, you don't know how that house was built, you know, especially if you're going farther than 20 years ago. You know, a lot of the building codes have changed, standards have changed. So there's always that hidden danger of combustibles being too close to where that damage could be. And when you're talking about that amount of heat, especially over years, it doesn't just take a flame to start a fire. You know, the heat over a time will lower the ignition rate of a lot of combustible material.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. So it's called pyrolyzation. So if a piece of wood has heat going to it for 20, 30, 40 years, you just lowered that ignition of that wood. So it doesn't take as much to start a fire as it would if it wasn't exposed to heat.
If it was a new piece of wood.
Yeah, if it wasn't exposed to heat for such a long time. So those are the hidden dangers if you don't have your chimney inspected, that there's openings where heat could be making it to combustibles and making it a fire potential situation, which does happen. I mean, the Consumer Product Safety Commission reports 20,000 chimney fires, chimney-related fires every year.
Wow.
So it does happen.
It's a lot more than I think people thought.
Right.
Without question.
Hey, a couple of things I think we learned today. And first of all, that Josh Foster's really good at what he does.
Really good.
Really well-spoken. And he can explain any of this stuff. And he's almost kind of geeky, let's be honest.
Yeah, when it comes absolutely.
To, yeah, but he listens to 105.7, so I can't blame him.
Right? I do geeky podcasts.
Yeah, he does. In some guy's basement, which I love. But here's a couple of things I think we learned. Always best to do business with local companies. Don't be fooled by local phone numbers. Be patient. Expect a backlog, especially now in the fall. If someone says they can get this thing done for you next week, that's a red flag. It just is. Your better companies are looking and booking a few weeks out or more. Make sure the person coming to your home is certified, not just an owner making the appointment. And then watch out for offers that are too good to be true, especially through coupon mails, because trust me, they probably are. And don't be the next victim of a scam. Man, this went well.
It did.
Yeah. You'll come back?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. This was awesome.
I know you probably want to get into the fantasy football show and stuff like that,
oh,
right?
Yes, yeah. Big into fantasy. Yeah, big into fantasy football.
That was a total guess, but I had a pretty good feeling. Yes. You know what? Erica, who's now awake, I think, shaking
she's
her head saying,
yes.
Yeah, he's a geek with all that stuff. Yeah, I need Matt Ryan to have a big day because the guy I'm playing against had Jared Goff.
Oh, he looks legit.
Yeah, I know, but not this week. Why right, this week, exactly. Right? Why this week? Hey, October 12th, 13th, and 14th at State Fair Park, Darren, it is the home remodeling show. And again, there's over 100 home improvement and remodeling experts. All members of NARI Milwaukee are going to be there. Go to their website to take a look at the schedule, some of the pretty cool events that they have going on. You can order tickets. You can also go online and just kind of take a look at what they're going to do with the Oktoberfest Village and some unique German beers and things that they're going to be doing out there. Some really cool holiday light display ideas. There's just a number of things that you can get involved with on any of those days, but go online because that's the best place to look for this. The event schedule is right there for Friday, October 12th, the 13th, and 14th at State Fair Park. It's a fun 3 days.
Without question.
Yeah, I get tired by midday on Sunday. I'm pretty much spent because those guys got me running around like a chicken with my head cut off. So, Joshua, it was nice to meet you.
You too. This was a pleasure.
Well,
thank
I really
you.
Appreciate it. This will be up on our podcast in about a half hour. So if you want to go back and take your podcast, put ours together, whatever you boys within the podcast world do, you guys go and do it. Hey, Darren, it's always a pleasure.
Without question.
Yeah, you guys have a great weekend. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement.